Centre at midday. A scientific...
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's Saturday and this is the weekend wind-up.
Now your face is like your heart.
Picking up the pieces of my heart left on the floor, like it was written in the stars that I was made for something more. Now I'm a fighting everybody's war. Will I survive? I must survive. To prevail, this is the story of my life, and it's a sad and lonely tale.
spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Five, four, three, two, one.
So good afternoon, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up. How are you today? It's Spence here with you now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And hope you're well on this Saturday. Well, it feels like winter's coming, doesn't it, eh? But I'm here to keep you company today, so do tune in and stick with us for some great music and all the usual stuff. We've got a brilliant cover from another today. Very current. We've got a great take five. Danny's pulled another choice out of the bag for today as well, which is brilliant. And I'm also going to be joined on the phone today by my special guest, Luke Coldham, actor, director, all-around theatre impresario, telling us all about the pantomime at the Thameside Theatre in Grays and what's happening there. So looking forward to that. Luke's going to be on air with me, hopefully after one today. But before then, got some great music for you. Lots of new tracks on the A-list. And some little treats I've picked out this week. But do get in touch. You know the drill. You know what to do. You can email me at radio@phoenixfm.com. That's the studio email address. Come straight into the studio. Or on social media. You can find us Phoenix FM on Facebook. Or me personally on Twitter at Spen Phoenix. And Instagram, The Weekend Wind-Up. Basically, we're everywhere. I can see there's loads of you tuning in today online. I might even put the camera on in a minute. Good to have your company. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching as well. But as I said, got some great music for you. I'm looking forward to keeping you company and hearing all from you about what your plans are for the weekend. As we're heading towards the dreaded C word, the Christmas is coming. I even went out and bought a couple of things yesterday. I know. Tell me about it. I was in shock yesterday. Anyway, I'm going to carry on with a brand new track now. This is new on our A-list. You may have seen them on TV last Saturday on Jonathan Ross. This is, of course, Kylie and the wonderful Jessie Ware. And this is Kiss of Life.
Good, I'm falling. home is now open. Alongside the highest standards of residential and dementia care, residents can also enjoy our range of inclusive services and varied dining options as part of our wellbeing programme. See for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Set in the heart of Brentwood's beautiful woodland, Hartswood Golf Club is the council's jewel in the crown. With our tree-lined fairways and eye-catching course features, both new and old, Hartswood offers something for golfers of all levels. To book a tee time, give us a call on Brentwood 214 830 or visit the Brentwood Borough Council website for more details. Hartswood Golf Club, Brentwood's hidden gem.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Hope you're having a great Saturday. I want to give a message to Lucy, who messaged in during the week, and she asked me if I could play something by One Direction. Yeah, Lucy, you know I will. I'll always play that. So I'm going to say it's coming up, but thank you for taking the time to get in touch. It was good to hear from you. And remember, I want to hear from all of you. Do get in touch. Send me your messages in. radio@phoenixfm.com or hit me up on social media. And we can just, you know, find out what you're up to the weekend, what your plans are. And just generally, you know, and just share your TV tips like we did last week. That was went down really well last week. All those recommendations for those box sets, yeah. Particularly as nights are drawing in and people are staying indoors. We always want something good to watch. So absolutely, keep those recommendations coming in.
Let's go crazy till we see the sun. I know we only met, but let's pretend. Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, I got your first travel update of the day today, and the roads are looking exceptionally busy, as you would expect this time of year. So the A127, as you're coming London bound from the Dunton area, heading up towards the M25 turn-off. There's been an accident there, and there's also a build-up of traffic, so avoid the area if you can. South End bound, just as you leave the M25 on that stretch of road, heading towards Dunton, so the opposite way is also congested as well, but traffic is moving. On the A12, as you leave the Brook Street roundabout, that's looking like it's congested as well. And also, as you head up towards the High Street from Brook Street, that's also busy. Gallows Corner, 127, as you leave South End bound, that's looking congested as well. Now, if you move down to the A13, you know what I'm going to say, same every week. Stanford Lee Hope to the Allsitcock turn-off, those roadworks, they are shut. And that means the A13 is closed in both directions. Avoid the area if possible. You cannot get through. There are diversions in place taking you all around Tilbury all that way. So just be mindful. That will add to your travel time. Over the bridge into Kent is not looking too bad at the moment. It's looking okay. And Lakeside Thurrock has shown no major problems as well. Now, London Underground. We are seeing severe delays on the Circle Line. There are minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line, and there is a park closure on the Metropolitan and Northern lines. Services on all other lines running okay. Greater Anglia Network running okay today. C2C do have replacement rail services from Ockenden going into Upminster. So that will be the Grays branch, so be mindful if you are heading out there. And those trains do go into Liverpool Street, not Fenchurch Street. But I'll keep you updated on all the travel each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Have no shame in playing this again. It's gone down so well the past couple of weeks.
I want to climb, I want to dive into the deep. I want to run, I want to fly, but doing it with you. Finding the love, building it up like a cathedral. I wanna see the rest of the world the same way that you do. I wanna be the home that you leave and you return to. I wanna stay here in your arms as long as I can do.
Oh! nothing lasts forevermore. Tomorrow's all we live in for, and lights will blind you. Illusions keep you wanting more. Just look past revolving doors to find what's real. Before memories that I thank you for from deep in my soul. Dear life, am I doing this right? Can you see me tonight? Can you help me, dear life? And I know that I can understand what you're holding your hands for me, dear life. I will survive. Back to this earth to find what's real. See you.
There we go, the Swedish House Mafia there on the weekend. Moth to a Flame. That was, sorry, cutting that off very sharply there. Now, I'm joined in the studio today by, we have a new presenter joining the ranks of the Phoenix family, and we're very excited to have her on board. And I'm going to hand the mic over to her in a moment just to talk to you. So she's in today, just believe it or not, she's shadowing me, honestly. So we'll just overlook that. Yeah, she's going to be far better than I am. We know that. But she's in the studio. So I'm going to hand over. So welcome.
Hello.
How are you? Do you want to tell the listeners who you are?
Yes. My name's Helena. I'm going to be a new presenter on Saturday morning from 8 till 10. I'm going to be hosting sunrise sessions, playing lots of music, soul, jazz, electronic sort of vibe. So, yeah, very excited.
So a bit about you then. Tell us a bit about yourself.
So I actually make music myself. I've just finished a songwriting degree, and I also am an Ayurvedic practitioner, which is all about wellness and holistic health. So they are two things I'll probably speak about quite a bit, music and wellness.
I would imagine the wellness thing is really, really popular at the moment.
Yeah, I actually came on Phoenix a few years ago to talk about it with Karen Rogers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Queen. So yeah, she actually came to one of the retreats that we do, so she invited us on, and that's when I thought, oh, I fancy a bit of this, and now yeah, I'm going to be presenting a show.
Karen's still with us. She's on a break at the moment.
Oh, good.
But she's still with us, and she does a cracking show, and she's always listening. So Karen, hope you're well if you're listening today.
Yes, hello Karen.
So what drove you to radio then?
I came in and I thought I could really fancy this. I've always been told that I would be quite good for radio. I've got a radio voice apparently, and just being able to play some music, sometimes performing or having the pressure to form music can be quite intense, but actually just coming in to play it is just enjoyable, and a way to just look at, find new music and stuff like that. I think I'd enjoy it, and a place to show off other musicians and to chat with people and spread knowledge and be part of the community, I guess.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing about radio is like, to listeners, we were talking off air while the last track was playing, and you never realise with radio just who is listening in. So,
Yeah. You
know, the examples of, you know, you get an email through from somebody in Delhi listening in,
yeah,
or
mad.
Somebody in Calgary, and it's just
how
they find it, you don't know. You know, we have our core regular group of listeners who are extremely loyal to Phoenix, and we love that, but you know, people are just going through the radio scanning and they suddenly find your station and they find you, and they kind of listen in, and it's amazing the hook that radio can, particularly I think in lockdown and the pandemic and stuff, because people were at home, and I think that people became bored with the TV and stuff,
yeah,
and they just kind of needed to broaden their horizons a little bit and kind of
connect
and I think it's a really great, and this is if you're in the industry and you're a musician particularly, this is a great way just to enjoy yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a job, but it's a way to play all different types of music, stuff that maybe doesn't get as much airplay elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
You've got that that responsibility and that opportunity to play that. So,
yeah, to share music, because that's one thing, I think, sharing music between friends or when you first meet someone, it's the perfect way to get to know someone and see what they're like, I think. So it's lovely to be able to have an opportunity to share music to people that they might not have heard. So, yeah, really excited for that.
It is, and if you look at the Phoenix playlist on the website, you've got you know, such a diverse range.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, Darren with the reggae show, you've got Nigel does the all the funk stuff, you've got Tony with your dance classics, it's so Rob and Claire show on a Sunday, you've got so much going on.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's, I think, the sign of a good radio station, really, where they just can add more and more flavors to
so
the mix.
True.
Yeah, absolutely. So welcome. So when do you your first show in the next couple of weeks, do you think?
Yeah, next couple of weeks, not 100% sure yet, but it'll be very soon. Yeah, next few weeks.
Well, I'm sure.
Stay tuned, guys.
Everyone listening, you're going to be on 8 till 10 every Saturday before Frankie, and then obviously I'm after Frankie. So what a great Saturday lineup you've got. Yeah. Welcome to the station.
Thank you so much.
Is all about a certain my bed. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how we rocks in kids and tube socks. But he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me.
This year, more than ever, we must remember and honour the memories of our loved ones. The annual Light Up a Life Appeal by St Francis Hospice provides a way for us all to remember those we have lost. You can dedicate a star in memory of a loved one in our beautiful online night sky this Christmas. Your donations can help local families to enjoy precious moments together in the hospice and at home. Visit sfh.org.uk and search Light Up a Life.
Looking to sell your property in Essex? Choose Oakmont Property Consultants, the high street agency that doesn't charge high fees. We have an all-inclusive fixed price fee of just £2,400, including VAT, for any home of any size. No sale, no fee. This price includes floor plans, professional level photography, an HD virtual tour, accompanied viewings and full service from sale to completion. Oakmont Property Consultants, the professional high street estate agent charging internet prices. Call our head office on 01708 223344.
Get into my car!
Hop in the passenger seat and strap in for a high five on drive.
Join in the fun with our never-ending story, my world-famous poetry podcast, great music, top guests and local travel reports.
Well done! Well done!
So join me, Stuart Pink, weekdays 3 till 6 on Phoenix FM Drive in association with St Francis Hospice.
Out of my dreams.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, welcome back. Sorry, we're just chatting in the studio. Conscious, I haven't spoken to you for a while. How are you doing? How's your day going? Well, if you shout out to a couple of people, message me, and it's lovely to hear from you. So, Sarah, thanks very much for your lovely message. Glad you're enjoying the music today. Hope you're having a great day. And just keep sending those requests in. I'm going to play a bit of Alison Moye next for you. Thanks very much. Terry, lovely to hear from you, my friend. Terry's one of our regular listeners. You know, Terry's driving about today, making deliveries. And keeping the organic country going. We love Terry. Thanks, mate. We really appreciate that. And also a message in from Lucy. Hi, Lucy. Lucy, we're indoors. We're chilling out today. We decided not to go out. We're just listening to some music. And we decided to put some Christmas lights up. Only Christmas lights today, no, nothing else. Yeah, see, decorations, they creep in, don't they? They do. And it's the same in my house, I have to say. And do you know what? It's not a bad thing after the year we've had, is it? Let's just do what we want to do. Anyway, going to carry on now with a new song coming up. I just said it was Alison Moye, but it's not going to be Alison Moye, actually. This is Danny's choice today. So, Danny sent in a cracker of a song today from one of Danny's favourite bands, and it's a band we often play on here. And this is a stunning comeback. This really is. This is. I don't think the album's out yet. It's due out imminently, but this single... this became available a couple of months ago, and this is a real return. This is very much classic them, but with a new twist, and I like this a lot. If this is anything to go by, the new album is going to be stunning. So this is Danny's choice for today. Thanks, Dan. We appreciate it, mate, for taking the time to get in touch. And this is James, and this is Beautiful Beaches.
not my fault. It's complicated. We fed them lies, we crept and crawled until they ate it. Fooled them one by one, we hit, we bit our tongue. I guess we went one step too far. Drum beating out of my chest. All the lies that we spread will come bite us. Now the damage is done. Even if we confess, we'll be spinning a web like spiders. And the lies that we spun are unraveling. Yes, now we're caught up in a sticky situation. We've been spinning a web like spiders. Spiders.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, a chief scientific advisor says it's critical people in the UK get vaccinated following a surge in COVID cases across Central Europe. From Monday, Austria will go into a full national lockdown, while there were violent protests in the Netherlands after tougher restrictions were introduced. Northern Ireland's chief medical officer, Sir Michael McBride, says he's monitoring the situation very closely.
I look with some concern about what's happening in Europe, but it's difficult to say whether that is something that we're going to experience and we're at the early stages of that, or indeed because of the success of our vaccination programme and other measures that we will avoid that.
Downing Street has ordered a review into how to stop migrants crossing the English Channel. Almost 25,000 people have arrived in the UK so far this year. Senior Cabinet Minister Stephen Barclay will bring several departments together to try and find a solution. Single-use plastic plates, cutlery and polystyrene cups could be banned under new rules for England. Government proposals would force businesses and consumers to use more sustainable versions instead. The RAC is calling on fuel retailers to drop their prices after wholesale costs fell. The motoring organisation believes the delays costing drivers around £3.50 every time they fill up. In sport, Premier League leaders Chelsea are at Leicester in the day's early kick-off. Ian Beach is at the King Power.
And it's Leicester 0, Chelsea 2. Chelsea comfortably on top. They took the lead in the 14th minute. A glancing header from defender Antonio Rudiger at a corner. They've just made it 2-0. Former Leicester player N'Golo Kante with a fierce finish after a surging forward one. The Leicester players are at full stretch just trying to stay in this game. Leicester 0, Chelsea 2.
Among the other games today, Steven Gerrard takes charge of Aston Villa. For the first time, they are hosting Brighton in the Premier League. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
OK, I've got your weather update for you, and I'm sure, as you can tell, it's been generally dry and cloudy today, but still rather mild, actually. But there will be a chance of some patchy drizzle coming in at times. There may be some of the occasional bright or sunny spells, but they're likely to be limited. An average temperature of 12 degrees today, and tonight's going to be largely dry and cloudy through the evening. Some clear spells possible before cloud increases, and there might be light rain, and drizzle arriving. It's going to be clearer, and colder conditions are going to start to follow in, coming in at 5 degrees tonight and tomorrow. And it's going to be overnight cloud lifting in the morning, and the rain and drizzle quickly disappear as well. Might be some bright sunshine tomorrow, but it's going to become cloudy. Scattered showers arriving in the afternoon, and it's going to get cold next week. Weather's going to certainly change, but tomorrow the temperature will be around 8 degrees. So it's certainly getting wintry out there, and we'll keep you updated on the weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Going to kick off the second hour with this ABBA classic. Looking forward to speaking to our guest Luke Colden this hour. This is Does Your Mother Know?
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show, and give apologies for the gremlins. I pressed the wrong button, didn't I? We don't want that to happen. Now, as I said at the top of the show, I am thrilled that today I have a special guest joining me on the phone. And I'm really, really thrilled, actually, because it's somebody who's been on the show before, an actor, director, and all-round triple threat, a guy called Luke Colden. Luke, are you there?
I'm here.
Lovely to see you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Absolutely buzzing.
Good. Good to have you on the show. Now, we are here to talk about the, is it that time of year again, pantomime time.
I know, it's flown by. I've been counting down the last 700 days.
Yeah, I better say, because last year, we were all stuck indoors, weren't we? There was no pantomime for any of us.
We were indeed. I had no excuse to put my dresses on.
Well, there's always an excuse for that, Luke. But anyway, moving on.
We don't tell people.
No, of course we don't. So tell our listeners, for those that, obviously you've been in the studio before, and it's great to talk to you again, but for those that didn't tune in before, tell us a bit about yourself.
Right, so born and bred in Essex, in Grays. I basically started off wanting to be an actor from a very early on age, and sort of went for all the right routes, studying drama, and then went to drama school. Went to Mount View and did acting for 3 years, and then I went off and went straight into the industry, and then I sort of jumped straight into panto, starting off touring around the country in all different kind of push and pull tours and that kind of stuff, and then yeah. I started to get sort of residential gigs, and then this will be my fifth year now being the dame at the Thameside Theatre in Grays.
I have to say, I always say this about pantomime, because I know it's not so much now, but years ago there was a snobbery about pantomime in the industry, wasn't there? And it was pantomime is the hardest gig you can play in theatre. It really yeah. is.
It's absolutely exhausting. You have got to. You are a cartoon, and you have got to be working 150%.
Yep.
With every follicle in your body, it's. You know, it's. I would rather do 3 hours of Shakespeare.
No, it's true, isn't it? And sometimes it's you know. 2-3 show days. Breaks in between. You know, obviously, we want the screaming children, but there's screaming children involved, and it is the most. Particularly the dame. I know when I've played it, it's just. It's exhausting because you forget about the time it takes to get the slap on and all the stuff on and the costume changes. So all credit to you, my friend. So tell us about the Thameside Panto. What is it?
Oh, fabulous. Well, it was originally going to be Snow White.
Yes.
But because of COVID, it was just a little bit tricky with obviously things like the dwarfs, and we decided not to have children in the show, and I think a lot of pantos this year have decided that just yeah. because of, you know, bringing in loads of different kids and different groups of children. It's just a bit too risky, which is really sad because it's a wonderful part of the show when all the kids get to come on stage. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So we decided to do Cinderella, so I should be playing an ugly sister this year. So I've been doing Dame for 5 years, and so this will be, because I started off as an ugly when I first did it professionally, and I did ugly for a couple of years.
Oh, it's the best part, isn't it?
You get the booze and the cheers in moderation. It's absolutely wonderful. You know, the dads are scared of you, and the mums are laughing at you, and the kids don't know what to do. It's wonderful.
I just remember coming out, and you see the faces of certain, particularly dads, but it could be anyone, and they don't know what to do they? They don't know what to make of you, particularly if you go near them. They're like... It's like,
well, exactly, because it's not just one of them, you've got two of them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So how does it feel like being back in the theatre? Obviously, I know it's been such a tough 18 months for every performer. How does it feel being back in there?
It was like putting on an old comfy pair of slippers. It really was. It was very emotional, I must say. You know, walking back into a building that I've been performing in that theatre since I was about 13, 14 with youth groups and amateur dramatic societies and then professionally. So I've kind of sort of lived through it, boy, man, woman, if you like. And it is a second home. And then the people that work there, and it is one big family. So it's like a big reunion that, you know, you're just so happy about.
Yeah,
I
know. I was fortunate enough to stage manage a gig there recently, a show there recently, and in advance of that, we played your promo on the Ghouls while people were coming into the auditorium.
Yeah,
you and the actor, I apologize, I don't know the other actor's name, and And every time it came up on the screen, you got an R from the audience, like a warm kind of R, if you know what I mean. It was just the fact that Panto was back, and it is such a staple part of you know the theatre calendar year, isn't it? It's something that's, I think, even more so this year, is so important for families.
Yeah, it's what brings them all together, and it's always penned in all the families' diaries. And yes, okay, they may have seen Snow White 4 or 5 years ago, and they may have seen the same Panto, but it's, you know, you have the same Christmas dinner every year, don't you? But you do it because it's tradition, it's joy, it's family, it's connecting, and it's just coming together.
Well, with pantomimes, you can even go to two shows in the same run, and they're different shows.
Absolutely.
The premise is the same, but, you know, it's different laughs, and it's kind of, you know as well as I do, it's sometimes you feed off your audience, don't you? So sometimes when you've got a really engaged, loud audience, it just creates even more energy, doesn't it?
Because you have the combination of, we get the school shows coming in, so we get all the local schools that will come in.
Yep.
And so we then, as the Dames or the Uglies, we get to pick on the male teachers.
Love that.
The kids love that, because then they go back to school going, oh, Mr. Johnson got picked on by the dame, you know, whatever.
And it's memories that stay with them for life, isn't it?
Absolutely, or scar them for life, either one.
Now, we need yeah, exactly, yeah, that's the joy of theatre, isn't it? And but we need to talk about, obviously, I know we had Sam in the studio. And, oh, sorry, I forget the gentleman's name that was in the studio recently.
Oh, it might have been Martin,
yes,
probably.
Yes, I think it was, talking about, obviously, the issues that we've had as a community with the Thameside Theatre and the closure of it, the potential closure, should I say. And I have to say, all credit to you and everyone in the team for continuing to kind of really fight that cause. We're not going quietly, which I love. And, and I can see interest really kind of building in support. Tell us about the challenges we've got with the Thameside and what potentially could happen.
Well, I think that the bottom line is it's a treasured building among Thurrock, and everyone who's been there just sort of has a treasured memory there, and it's as you say, there's so much support going on about the possibility that it might be closing down, and this is for all different reasons, for financial reasons, really, the upkeep and the maintenance of the building, because it is a very large building. The theatre is a small part of it, because it's a massive complex with a museum and a library, etc., and offices. I suppose if the theatre wasn't part of that building and it was on its own, it would be a completely different story, and we wouldn't have the issue. But that is the crux of it, is it's not just the theatre, it's the entire complex, and that's the problem. So our kind of thing is that, yes, you either maintain this building, you upkeep it and modify it, or you just simply build a new theatre, because Thurrock needs a theatre. It has so many people that go to the theatre, and if you get rid of it, there'll be no other theatre in the whole of Thurrock.
No, exactly, and it's kind of, you know, I have to be very careful what I say here, but it's, if your story and if your spin is that, you know, we need to regenerate the borough, particularly Grays, and that's the kind of focus for the local authority, getting rid of a theatre is not one way to regenerate a borough.
No, if
you want to bring fresh blood in,
economy.
Why else would you come into that if it wasn't for the theatre? Let's be honest, it's kind of... there's no logic to it, but I think congratulations to you and everyone for your fight, because I think it's really impressive, and I know, you know, we've done our bit here and we will continue to support you.
Thank you. And I mean, even with the Panto, the majority of the cast are all local.
Yes.
This is professional local performers that
yes.
live in and around Thurrock. You know, so how wonderful is that?
Yeah, exactly. And the Thameside Pantos are always the best quality and the highest quality, sorry, and the best productions to go and see. They really are. I mean, you know, we've gone every year for years, and they are just, I cannot urge. So where can people buy tickets for the Panto?
So you can call the box office. The number is 0345 300 5264, or you can go online. You can book your tickets online, thurrock.gov.uk/theatre, and it runs from the Friday the 3rd of December all the way through till Sunday the 9th of January. So it's a rather long run.
That's a really long run, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Different times for shows. You've got 10 a.m.s to 2 p.m., 6 p.m., so all over the place. And this year, we've added in something new, which is very exciting. But at the end of the run, on the 6th and the 7th, oh, sorry, the 7th and the 8th of January, that's Friday and Saturday, we're doing something called a prank performance. And now, we've never done this, and the director or the producer might be regretting it now. But basically, the premise is all the actors on stage are given kind of free rein to pull pranks.
Love that.
On the other actors.
Yeah.
So it could be something like, I don't know, one of the... I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but we might, you know, laminate the ticket that Cinderella has to rip up or something.
Yeah, I did that once in a production I was in, and then kind of one of the lead guys, he walked on in one of the lead girls' dresses, and just it wasn't a pantomime, it was a serious play, and just it just you need that at the end, don't you? You need that energy, because let's face it, you'll be broken at the end of it. It's such a long run,
yeah.
And of course it's so enjoyable. But listen, I hope we're coming down to watch it and support it, and we're going to be putting all the details on my show page on here. I will push it every week for you. Just everyone out there, if you want to go along, this is such a quality production. I cannot recommend it enough. The pantomimes have always been really good, and good luck with it, Luke.
Thank you very much. I'm back off to rehearsals now. We're just coming up to the end of it, and it looks amazing. It's so magical.
Well, thank you for spending your little free time with us on the phone today.
My pleasure.
Good luck with that. You take care.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye bye.
There we go, Alison Moyet, the voice of Basildon there, whispering your name. How good was it to talk to Luke on the phone? Luke, if you're listening, my friend, good luck with the rehearsal today. Really lovely to have you on the show today. And yes, I said I will have all those details on my show page by the close of today. And I cannot recommend the pantomime enough. It just makes Christmas what it is. Now, normally I play a Take That track, don't I? And we get requesting quite often for Take That songs. And this week I was looking around and I found a very rare... Well, I think it's rare because I don't recall this. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. But I don't remember hearing this. This is what was touted to be the... I think it was the second solo single from Howard Donald, which was recorded along with the album. Apparently, I was reading online yesterday, the Howard Donald, the album was recorded. It's there in the can, ready to go. And nobody released it because they thought it wouldn't sell and it wouldn't attract any interest. But this was one of the lead singles from it. So don't know this strange song, which is really, really weird. And but I kind of like it. So you may well know this. If you do, get in touch and let me know. This is called Speak Without Words.
Tú misterio siempre más en mí.
Here we go, Howard Donald there from Take That Fame, Speak Without Words. And if I do find that album, I will dig it out. It's going to be out there somewhere, isn't it? Sorry, it was never released, but it's got to be bootleg copy somewhere. I'm on the case. So just coming up shortly, I'm going to have the treble for you. But after that, I've got today's cover from another, which is a very current song, which I hope you're going to enjoy very much.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
OK, as reported earlier, the roads are quite busy today. The earlier problems on the A127, both Southend-bound and London-bound between Dunton and the M25 turn-off, they're ongoing problems still happening. Road is congested and blocked. I would avoid the area if you can. A12, as you leave the Brook Street roundabout, Chelmsford-bound, is quite congested as well. And the London-bound side is also looking quite heavy with traffic at the moment as well. A127, as you leave Gallows Corner, heading towards Brentwood, that's also busy as well. A13, roadworks, Stanfordly Hope to Allsitcock, say no more. And around the Hutton area as well on Rayleigh Road, that's looking quite congested. And also the M25, as you go over into Dartford, over the bridge, there was a broken down vehicle about half an hour ago. And it's been cleared very quickly, actually. So traffic is moving okay at the moment. So there might be a few backlog problems there, but nothing too major from what I can see. Now, earlier on London Underground, there were some minor delays, and these are still in place on the Circle Line, Hammersmith and City Line. Metropolitan Line is park closed, and Northern Line has a park closure as well. Greater Anglia Network running okay. C2C services are running differently today. So there is a rail replacement service, Grays, Chafford, Ockenden into Upminster. So be mindful of that as well. But I'll keep you updated on the travel each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
So today's cover from another, I've picked one of my favourite bands, classic song from then, brought up to date with last night's Children in Need. It's this year's Children in Need single. Now, I think the Children in Need songs don't get as much coverage these days as we did years ago. If you remember things like the Spice Girls, Bananarama, and even Hell and Pace, or they automatically went to number one with their singles, but the singles these days don't really sell as well. But we should get behind this. Children in Need is a great cause, and this is this year's song. Do tell me which version you prefer. This will be interesting, this one. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or find me on social media and just let me know which one.
My friends say I'm acting
There we go. So that's this week's cover from another. We had Fleetwood Mac with Everywhere, followed by The Children in Need, official single from Mr. Noel Horan, and Anne-Marie, their version of Everywhere. Now, which version did you prefer? Now, I'm going to be honest. Children in Need is an amazing cause, and I urge everyone, if they can, to support it and buy it. But for me, you can't beat the original. The cover version is missing those glorious harmonies that Fleetwood Mac are known for and the richness to it. But, yeah, you might think different. Do let me know. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or find me, hit me up on social media and let me know. And be interesting to see. But for me, yeah, it is Fleetwood Mac version for me. Anyway, moving on. This next track, I want to give a shout-out to my very own Elliot, my boy Elliot. Elliot's not well today. He's gone down with the lurgy, and he's full of cold and temperature and aching and sick and not well, and he's in bed with his pyjamas on, resting up. Well, he should be resting up. If he's not, I'll go mad. And but he's asked me for the, I would say, this lovely chilled out piece of music to help him through his illness, but this is anything but. And he doesn't often listen in, Elliot, because he's way too cool for me. But I thought I would play this, and I wish him better. And he's asked me if I could play this next track. So if you don't like it, blame him, but this is rather catchy.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't f*** with the big 4-0. Bro, I got to maintain, cause a f*** like me is going insane.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Do you have IT problems? It's even thinking about IT like thinking about some big, scary monster who's going to storm in, wreak havoc and damage your business. And outside help, IT is our friend, and we get on so well. Just look how cute he is.
Aww.
Get on with IT. Visit our website, outside.help.
That's the lovely Derek and Margaret listening today. Derek's messaged in asking if I could buy a bit of Sinatra. I thought I'd go a little bit different and play Nancy instead of Frank. Derek, hope you enjoyed that, my friend, and I hope you're both keeping well and safe. Lovely to hear from you as usual. Thank you. Big shout out as well to Helen, who's messaged in to say we're out about shopping today, but we've decided to come home early because we were just a bit fed up with the crowds and it was getting a bit cold. So we've come home, the kettle's on, we bought in some lovely cakes and we're going to chill, listen to the music. That sounds perfect, love that. And if anyone else is indoors today, just chilling out, do get in touch. You want something played, let me know. I'm really enjoying being in your company today. So thank you for taking the time to listen in.
good times and bump times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guest of the WPA, but I'm here. Danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, but I'm here. I've stood in bread lines with the best, watched while the headlines did the rest. In the depression was I depressed, nowhere near. I became a big financier, and I'm here.
Yes, the unmistakable voice of Miss Patti LuPone there with I'm Still Here from Follies. So heading out towards the news now, one more from me, and then we'll have some more weather after the news and today's Take 5, which I hope you're looking forward to. Thanks for keeping me company. Keep those messages coming in. It's glorious to hear from you.
Nowhere to hide. You're out on your own, sleeping.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, fears the UK